Last Resort, the podcast.
Welcome, everyone.
Back to the ridge.
The ridge.
Back to that OG.
That OG life.
I wish you the original gangster shit, man.
Oh, yeah, you know it. We're breathing. You know, baby.
Yo, that was good.
All right, well, shall we introduce ourselves?
Sure.
Yeah.
Ladies first.
I'm Whitney, the lady.
I am Peyton, second to the lady.
I am Chris, the Duke.
I'm Conway. I'm not really sure.
Your special guest, we're supposed to introduce you.
Oh, shit.
And a special guest, Conway.
You guys left like a gap, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was our bad.
Do you want me to leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Conway, for your time. We'll see you later.
He's gone.
Those were very Conway steps.
Yeah. Well, this is our friend, our esteemed colleague, intelligent individual.
He's an army man stationed on Area 51.
Ultra high IQ, Rick and Morty follower.
He's the one letting us in.
He's letting us in the back door.
Every single one of those things is a lie.
To prove your IQ, what's your favorite Rick and Morty episode?
How can I choose when they're all so good?
He has a very high IQ.
A true collegiate answer.
Yeah.
You may have heard him mentioned in nearly every episode. Private first class.
Yes.
Specialist.
No.
Not
private.
Yet.
I think it's second class, actually. He's waiting.
Specialist demotable. All right.
You don't want to say this. What if someone hears it?
I guarantee no one.
Like Uncle Sam.
I guarantee we still have like 4 listeners.
Yeah.
4 million.
We've reached 4 million, everyone.
We just want to thank the Academy.
We were discussing a plan to get famous people on here, and if any of our 4 listeners want to help us, we're going to set our computers, our iPads, our phones, everything to just constantly listen to the podcast episodes on loop.
Do you know who we could probably get?
Who?
You know who's desperate enough that we could probably get? R. Kelly.
Ooh.
Do you really want
Actually, I doubt it. I doubt it. This is probably like the most popular he's been in years.
Oh, that's true.
We got a new review.
What'd it say?
Is it Nick Conway?
Is it positive?
Sneaky Conway. Do the Scientology episode already. Good podcast to listen to when I'm driving and bored of music. Yeah, entertaining subjects. Wish they did more stuff like the Nazi episode or the Kool-Aid episode. Other than that, doing good. Thumbs up. Thank you, Sneaky Conway. We also, whoever gave us 2 stars took that away, so thank you. It's gone. We're back up to 5 stars.
Wow.
I told you better do it. I told you I knew where you live. Their legs are broken.
Did you know figure out who it was?
Oh, we think we know who it is.
We have.
Who it was. We'll forgive you.
We'll tell you at some point.
You're a beautiful
individual. Yeah,
we'll tell you when we're off air.
We're off the books.
I'm excited.
I've got a few conspiracy theories.
Oh. Okay.
the hand.
Of who it could be.
Well, thank you for the kind review. Conway, do you have anything you'd like to say before we
get right into it?
I got nothing. I'm just excited to be here.
Aww.
So, a little bit of housekeeping. Everyone, DM us your stories.
Yeah. So, we posted on the Instagram.
Thanks to those of you who liked it and didn't DM. Just kidding. That was rude.
Asshole.
I think I did that.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, I didn't.
I've been
like
looking.
No, you didn't. You didn't even like it.
Didn't even like it.
No.
That means I saw it and scrolled past it.
Oh, awesome.
Nuts.
What a
nuts.
Good friend you are.
You have guest stars on the podcast, doesn't like the photo posted day of.
Rude. Yeah, I think if you want to give us more content, if you like this podcast and you want to have some personalized content, we don't take suggestions.
Yeah, this was not a call for suggestions.
But we will take some of your stories because I find them quite interesting. We all find them quite interesting to find some other perspectives, some other points of views.
Yeah, like if your mom almost got kidnapped or like...
If your uncle almost got hit by a giant truck.
Or your house is haunted.
How are those first 2 conspiracies? Yeah. What?
I'm not talking about only conspiracies. I'm just saying weird shit. That's what we talk about.
Shit, isn't... if your dad is also your grandfather.
If your dad
welcome
is also
to Utah.
That would be cool. We should get an incest like family on here.
Or
let's get incel. The
poligs.
We have an incel.
Oh, we have the plagues too.
Yeah, yeah. So Conway, tell us about the incel community and how you contribute.
You know, we just make sure I maintain my 4chan presence. I stay up there 24/7. You know, if I think a girl's on there, I make sure she stays off. Yeah. Shit, gross. Yeah. You know that about covers.
Just doing your doing the Lord's my due work. Diligence. You're doing yeah. the Lord's work. Yeah. You know?
And that was Conway with the incel community.
Next is sports. Yeah. I find the incel logic so hilarious of like, you're such a slut. I hate you. Please fuck me.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty self-loathing. I didn't know how self-loathing they were.
Yeah, but
they
like.
They should loathe themselves. They suck.
For sure. Yeah. They're terrible. Whitney, you're going to get yourself murdered talking like that, okay?
They don't know me. I've never said my last name on this podcast.
You don't need to.
I know.
They're incels. They have nothing better to do.
They will find you.
Isn't it on your Instagram, which you like plug every week?
No, I plug my Instagram, which is not affiliated with my name anywhere, anytime. I've checked.
What is that Instagram?
At Honda Classics.
But
with
you comment
Z.
with your real account on Honda Classics.
All the time.
Yes. Yeah, but you can't
tag yourself.
And you also comment with your real account on the Last Resorts podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Post. So it's pretty easy.
I'm not afraid of any screwed, incels.
Yeah.
I'm a Chad. Look at me.
Oh. You really just made yourself a target now.
Yeah.
No, they're scared of Chads. They think that women sit and think of Chads all the time, but it's actually the incels that think of it more than they do.
Whitney, can you confirm or deny?
That I do or do not think of Chad's?
Yes. Oh, she thinks of Chad specifically.
Chad singular. The Chad singularity. That round head.
Okay, well, was there any more housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Yeah, DM us. But it's not for suggestions on topics. We got those covered. I have a whole damn list.
I'd actually take some suggestions on topics, but they have to be tailored to things I like. So far, Conway's done a good job.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I'll take any suggestion from anyone.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I won't take suggestions on, as in...
I think Whitney has topics.
Constructive criticism, I will not take.
Why?
I don't take constructive criticism.
She just doesn't want it.
No.
I don't need that in my
no
life.
No suggestion. I don't take... any criticism in my life.
We need it.
No, I don't. The podcast as a whole might, but I'm perfect the way I am. I love myself.
I fucking hate you.
Oh, shall we get going?
You fucking beat.
Yeah, we can get going.
All right, well,
let's do it.
Start the topic.
All right, so, any of you guys... Okay, so actually... I was going to do all on one topic, but I figured that probably wouldn't take up enough time.
Okay.
So, the topic of the day is weird, crazy experiments.
Cool.
Mostly government.
Well, those are my favorites.
We should have brought tinfoil hats.
Oh, okay. We should have.
Actually,
we
all of them are government.
We're underground.
All of
ooh.
Them.
We're underground. We're safe.
We're off the books.
Unless they have underground deterrence.
They don't.
Are you right? Obama, if you're listening. You're not part of the problem.
I love you. We get one follower, it's Obama. From today, we're like, yo!
What if we get one unfollow, it's Trump?
he said he was a 2-star review, it was Donald Trump.
It was him!
No!
Damn it.
We open a Patreon, we just get like $1 billion, and then it's just taken back.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's like, thank you, Last Resort. Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about a lot of great topics on there, okay? So I just recommend check it. They promoted Obama.
Never mind.
The pause. He's tweeting it.
They just promoted Obama.
Yeah, he's like...
he's like, ha ha ha.
Last Resort podcast is the worst.
Let me tell you, they just
wrong.
Made...
wrong, they're the best.
They just made a huge mistake, okay?
About China.
Okay. All right, let's get started.
All right. The first subject of the experimentation is the Human Z.
Ooh.
I know Peyton's been waiting this.
Okay, that
subject.
Sounds kind of sexy, though.
I feel like I know what this is, but maybe I don't.
Human
Z?
Yeah.
Well,
if I had a shot in the dark.
Let's dissect the word, shall
let's
we?
Do it.
It is a human and chimpanzee hybrid.
Wow.
Okay.
I thought
it was a sheep.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh,
is this
like,
the
well?
Russian thing?
I thought it was some sort of plane.
Is this the Russian thing? Okay. Okay.
Okay. So,
okay.
In the mid-1920s, a Russian scientist named Ilya Ivanov, an expert in artificial insemination, went to French New Guinea to study chimps in an attempt to crossbreed chimpanzees and humans and create what is now known as the Humanzee.
Humanzee. I like it. It has a nice ring to it. I like how they call it a Humanzee.
It's kind of scary.
It's kind of scary.
Well,
like, I'm kind of scared of monkeys in general.
Really?
They're just so human-like.
They are. It is kind of shocking. I do love them. I want to hold one. I want to have one have its arm around my neck and just kind of hold it, you know?
Like the monkeys that with the tails, nice. The New World monkeys, those are cute.
Okay, yeah.
The ones that don't have like the great apes, like chimpanzees, gorillas.
Yeah. Kind of sexy. Tanks,
scary as hell to me.
Do they have like stub tails or just no tails?
No tails.
No tails.
What were those 90s movies with the like monkey that was skateboard and shit like that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
I'm Pop.
Is it called? Is his name Max or something like that?
I don't know.
I have absolutely no clue.
Really? This is like a fever dream memory.
Yeah,
it's
I know
like,
what you're talking
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. It's like...
Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
Curious George.
I love that movie.
MVP, most vertical primate.
Okay, that's what it is.
What the hell? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a 90s movie.
Yeah, it sounds kind of dope, though.
Well,
he's a chimpanzee that skateboards.
All right, DM us for a watch party invite.
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna rent out a space in a park. We're gonna do an outdoor movie. Let's do it. MVP.
MVP. All right. So you might be asking, how would this work? How would a human and chimpanzee breed?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have the answer for you.
It's a very hairy.
Huh?
It's a very hairy man.
Oh. A very hairy man and a very clean chimpanzee.
Yeah, he's a very hairy man and he has a fedora on and just tips it. Goes to
the
lady.
The incel community all volunteered.
Shit, it goes bad.
They had plenty of male volunteers.
Ew. All right. This came from Wikipedia, I think. And this is a direct quote, so just not plagiarizing.
Yeah.
Okay, it says... Humans, after all, are apes, and humans and chimps share 95% of their DNA sequence and 99% of coding DNA sequence. Additionally, humans and apes have similar genetic structures. For example, 6 of the chromosomes that humans have, and then it lists the numbers, are structurally the same as those of all great apes. On top of that, chromosomes 3, 11, 14, 15, 18, and 20 are a match between gorillas, humans, and chimpanzees. On an even smaller level, chromosomes 1, 2P, 2Q, 5, 7 through 10, 12, 16, and Y are a match between humans and chimps. So.
Damn. I didn't know that they were that, like,
oh, they're
that
like,
similar.
So similar.
Yeah, our DNA is like 95% the same, right?
Yeah.
That's why they look so sexy.
Getting some dark, weird, murky areas over here.
Okay. So. It's rumored that the Soviet government financed Ivanov's trip to French New Guinea, and they say that it's because Stalin wanted to create Humanzee warriors that were kind of super powerful.
Wow, this is the second week in a row with Stalin.
Okay, he's kind of sexy though.
I feel like we bring up Stalin pretty often. I feel like we brought him up like on another
Soviet Union's kind of wacky.
Haha, yeah. Why do we do that?
Yeah, it's not like we're trying to push any agenda of any kind.
So
Conway's shaking. He's like,
yeah, he's sweating.
He has a gun duct tape under the table.
He's just singing the national anthem quietly.
Oh yeah.
Oh lordy.
Got the Inglorious Bastards.
Was that beautiful?
What was that?
That's the USSR national anthem.
Oh, that was
the
scariest thing I've ever heard. You are the freaking information bank.
Information bank.
All right. So he started out with his experimentation. He raised some chimps in French New Guinea and female chimps. Ooh. And he got this guy who was like really good at doing transplants on males who couldn't perform.
I had to get a transplant.
Sexually.
Oh, they couldn't. They needed the pill.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he did. He got that guy's help, and together they figured out how to take a human ovary. Put it into a female chimp so her eggs would be able to, the female chimp's eggs would be able to make the.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, so far this just sounds like an excuse for a guy that's into chimps.
Yeah.
He's like, I swear it's for science.
It's a human ovary, nothing weird about it.
Yeah, so we got human ovary in a female chimp, And then it is impregnated with human sperm. So it's a chimp egg, human sperm.
Okay, okay. But is it impregnated, like, with a syringe here, or, like...
Is this guy taking one for science?
Yeah. The guy's not taking one for science.
He's taking 20.
Artificial insemination, you little bitches. All right.
The turkey baser technique, you think?
I would assume it's the turkey baser method. Actually, I'm not sure on that it's a chimp egg and human sperm, because a female, if it's a human ovary, that's going to have human eggs in it. Yeah. So it might have had chimp sperm.
Okay, that makes more sense, yeah. Because if it was human sperm and the human ovary, it would just be a human birth from a chimp.
That'd be a
that would be so crazy. Could you imagine?
Oh, can you imagine the yo mama jokes?
Yeah, yo mommy is so hairy.
Yo mommy.
She an ape, and you're like, fuck.
I don't even
she get is. I can't even rebuke this.
I just imagine that chimp would be so confused. Like, what the fuck is this pink thing?
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh my god, yeah, it's like a little piglet.
Ew.
Oh god.
It's an actual piglet.
They like screwed up the sperm. Ooh. We gave it pig sperm.
And pig egg.
Oh my god, yeah. Pigman Z. It's a pig chimp man hybrid.
Yo, man, that's just Minecraft.
Human egg.
God.
Pig sperm. And the chimp just gave birth to it.
You know, I'm right. That's just Minecraft. That's
pig. This is like how we made up that you two will have a child together and I'll just carry it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah. My god. But that's like a lose-lose situation for me.
What? No, you get to sit and view our beautiful
I have to
mage.
Hold the damn baby for 9 months.
But it's our baby, Whitney. It's our baby.
Wait, is it my baby with both of
you? Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
You're birthing this thing.
Oh, yeah, because it's my egg.
Yeah.
I forget that.
No, it's my egg.
All right. I'm just going to bring it up. I wish humans laid eggs.
I'm going to say it. We'll move on.
Just going to say it?
It's out there.
Lay a big egg. Call it good. Leave it for 9 months.
Lunch for a week.
But imagine how scary that'd be, like, taking that thing home from the hospital.
And it is a giant ass egg.
You just straight up lay an egg in your home just, like, and put it in an incubator for 9 months.
Like you just walk out of the bathroom and you're like, what I got.
It's
whoops.
Shit.
And then you that's an abortion.
Could you imagine the deviled egg you could make with that thing?
With your own baby?
It's an unfertilized deviled egg.
But think, if humans laid eggs, that means you'd be doing it every time you had your period.
Yeah,
not
so like every month.
But I think also if we laid eggs, we wouldn't have a period as much. I just like, I mean,
chickens
like
have
the
periods
optimism
a lot.
In me.
Don't chickens lay eggs like every day?
Yeah.
But chickens are so different from me.
Well, that's why they lay eggs.
So a period. Yeah. So like, I guess a period would be when you would lay
eggs. So I just drop one egg every month?
Yeah.
One big old egg, though.
But you're in the tub. Just like.
No, I'm not even imagining
it. Yeah, I just do it in the tub so it's like a water bird.
I'm just imagining it. You're walking down the street in like New York and you just see some lady drop her dress and egg fall.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, you're just on the subway and just like, you're like, just New York things. It's some lady's laying an egg.
You gotta wear like Aladdin pants.
That's a real thing in New York.
Oh my god.
It's like, damn it, my app says it's coming. I better freaking wear my Aladdin pants.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lordy.
Ew.
You know those pants are also called baby catcher pants.
Baby.
Oh, it makes too much sense.
So you don't shake anything out.
So now they would just be called egg catcher.
Egg catcher.
You shake it out.
Oh my god.
It's like halfway out. You're like, damn it. Shake
Yeah. Oh man.
That was.
That'd be funny if it's like penguins and the males had to like keep it warm. Under their fupa or something like that.
It's your turn.
It's put. They're like, oh Jesus. It's like going to work, just like.
I am destined for this with my feet.
Oh, man. All right, let's keep going.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So what happens with this human Z after they artificially
after they have sex?
So none of the pregnancies were viable.
No.
None of the female chimps were able to conceive the human Z baby.
All right, I'm about to
hit. Damn, so nothing came from it?
The story goes on.
Oh, the story goes on.
You can't hear, but I slapped Chris upside the head for that.
Yeah,
super hard.
All right.
Yeah, super hard.
So since the human egg, chimp sperm, human ovary thing didn't work.
Yeah.
Ivanov wanted to attempt to inseminate a human female with chimp sperm and have the human female carry it without the ovary.
Oh my god.
I think he thought that the human ovary inside the chimp was like organ donation rejection type.
Okay, yeah.
Top shit. So
damn.
He started soliciting the locals of French Guinea, the local women, inseminate them, but their government was like, hold up, like,
no. Yeah.
You're not doing this to
We're
our
gonna need a fine Russian girl come out here.
Yep. Then he solicited Soviet women to do this.
No way.
And he got at least 5 volunteers.
What?
It's that or the gulag.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
So, he ended up raising a male. I found 2 different articles. One of them said the male he raised was a chimp. One of them said it was an orangutan. I think an orangutan human hybrid would be scary.
Yeah.
But a chimpanzee one wouldn't.
Okay, but orangutans are freaky.
Are those
freakier.
Pancake faces?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Long arms. And they're all orange.
Oh, in the Jungle Book, he's the one that, like, sings the song.
Yes, like, scary.
Yeah, Christopher Walken.
He's so scary.
Yeah, he is creepy looking.
Kind of scary.
Wait, have you guys seen the new Lion King?
No.
I thought it came out.
Has it not come out yet? I thought it came out.
Way to get my hopes up,
Have you heard anything good or bad?
It hasn't come out yet.
But, like... There's still reviews about it.
It's highly anticipated because the cast is
top notch.
Top notch.
It's got Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm like, it's got Beyonce and Donald Glover.
Could you do that again?
And Seth Rogen.
Sucked on Peyton's fingers.
Like, for a really long time.
I think it was like a nibble.
It got, like, down my throat. Peyton.
Peyton's ready to donate to
He's about to what?
Peyton's about to hit up some Soviet women.
Yeah.
Because he's a chimp. Voting. All right, so.
Your face.
So sad.
I know. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so his male monkey of whatever type, though, died. And the experiment stopped before he could impregnate any of the Soviet women.
Damn.
And then the fuzz got after him. He was exiled for his controversial experiments.
The fuzz.
And then died 2 years later.
Damn.
Wait, so don't nobody got pregnant?
His work
so
finished.
This continues outside of Russia.
Surprising.
The CIA.
So in the 60s, they tried to do some... What?
CIA makes AIDS from the 60s.
From the chip.
Humanity. Uses it to Africa.
Next place to experiment with the humanzees was China in the 60s. They had a few unsuccessful attempts at insemination, and then they were halted because of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. It was when they all the scientists got taken out because communism was being
implemented.
They didn't want intellectuals in that bitch.
That bitch large.
That bitch. Me to the orangutan.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Hey, did you know that's one thing about like gorillas, chimpanzees, orangutans is they all have like insanely small penises, and that was kind of like a weird evolutionary trait that differentiates women, I mean not women, humans between them is that their penises are like 500% bigger in general.
Like the
average gorilla penis is like an inch or less.
No way!
Yeah.
How do they get it in?
They get it in for like 1 second, and then they got some shallow. Yeah.
Damn, but like, they must have like some...
They got some shallow.
Yeah, but they're significantly smaller for being significantly bigger creatures.
So much foreplay. My God. That gorilla's down there for like an hour.
Oh, lordy. Lordy, lordy, lord. Okay. All right, so then, recent updates. In 2018, evolutionary psychologist named Gordon Gallup stated that researchers in Florida successfully inseminated a female chimp with human sperm, and that a chimp-human baby was born.
Did you say Florida?
Yeah.
God. This wasn't in a lab.
It was just some dude's back shed that got chimp chained up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know when this supposedly happened, but... apparently this happened years ago, and this, like, well-respected scientist is claiming this, but that the chimp-human baby was later euthanized because the ethics...
Yeah.
They were like, we don't know what this baby's life is going to be like.
Oh, my God.
I want to see it!
Yeah, but...
They didn't take any pictures.
Pixar, it didn't happen, scientist.
Exactly.
Hey, Gordon Gallup. Pixar, it didn't happen.
Hey, yeah. Gordon Ramsay.
But a lot of people...
Where's the lamb sauce?
So there's no... What?
Shut.
Oh, I get it. Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there's absolutely no proof that this is true.
Like, okay, yeah.
Nobody knows.
But just hearsay.
It's just that the scientist who, like, claims that that happened, he, like, said it was his previous professor that made the humanity. Oh. And he's, like, a well-respected scientist. So
in Florida. In Florida.
No, he's not from Florida. Oh. The experimentation happened in Florida.
Yeah,
we don't know. But a lot of people don't think it's true.
I want to believe.
And the final word of the humanzees is that they thought there was an actual humanzee. I'll pull up a pic. His name was Oliver, and he was a performing chimp from... They brought him in from Africa.
Ollie.
And... Oh, Lord.
What?
God.
What? His name was probably Ollie.
He acted...
Yeah.
He looked... He had some human-like characteristics. That's Oliver.
Can you guys see it? Damn, that looks like my uncle!
And he would walk upright. Like,
weird. What, he's like wearing overalls.
That's definitely
human. He seems to be like my uncle looking good.
I love Oliver.
I think he's scary.
Look at Ollie.
It's just the old timey
pictures.
Yeah, it's old timey pictures.
That's not him.
Do you think he could talk?
That's a fake chimp for sure.
Probably not.
Yo, look at this. I'll put that on IG.
Please don't.
See, Oliver, look at him dancing.
Oliver deserves.
And they're like, okay, so he's got human-like characteristics. He walks upright like a human, and he prefers human company.
Crazy handsome. He prefers human company.
Yeah, he liked to hang out with humans more than other chimps. And they were like, oh, he's gotta be humanzy.
That's cool.
But he died in like the 60s, but later on they did DNA testing. Turns out he's 100% chimp.
Yeah,
that doesn't.
So that is bunk.
We should add a chimpanzee to our friend group. To be like, yo, let's invite Dave over.
We already got a gorilla.
Oh my god. come
he
back.
He go. He
go. I've never seen him move that fast in my entire life.
Gorilla.
Slam the door.
Gorilla strength.
He did leave.
He exactly actually gone. Just left and closed the door, so. He's dead.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, I see him. He's back.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Does this whole zoo have some chimpanzees?
He's become autonomous.
I'm saying the zoo has chimps. Like, I mean.
Asking for a friend. For some Soviet women.
Can we artificially inseminate you, can we?
Wait.
Artificially.
with like dove sperm or something like that. Yeah, like a bird.
But it just looks like
no, like the soap.
Yeah. It's a giant Conway bird.
Ew.
Oh my god. It's like your head on a dove.
I was like my head and torso, but like wings instead of arms, and then like the bird legs.
tiny legs.
And giant ass wings.
And
I lay eggs.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You have to lay eggs.
Yes.
Wow. So that's the total of my humanzee topic. I got a little dabble called Project Artichoke next.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Sounds tasty.
Artificial choking, I'm telling you. First there's artificial choking, then artificial insemination.
Which one was first?
You know which one comes first.
Ooh.
It's called foreplay.
Oh, that's what the gorillas used, artificial choking.
I'll explain later.
Okay. Chris, you looked at him with such earnest. Like, you looked so, like, honest and
beautiful. I'll explain later.
Okay, so Project Artichoke was an experiment conducted by the CIA beginning in 1951, and the goal of it was to answer the question, can a person be involuntarily made to perform an act of attempted assassination?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this.
Of course you have.
Don't be mad at my intelligence.
Of course. So they wanted to basically, the government wanted to make basically soldiers to assassinate people. Just like the humanzees, but they're human.
I think of Zoolander. Relax. When you want to go to an. You haven't seen Zoolander?
Okay, so to accomplish this, it studied hypnosis, forced morphine addiction, and then withdrawal. And they used LSD.
Ooh.
And so they used cocaine, marijuana, heroin, peyote, mescaline on subjects, but they found that using LSD was the most promising for mind control.
Huh.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
And then in 1952, they started giving LSD to unknowing CIA agents through spiked cocktails.
Damn, so they had no idea they were taking anything.
Yeah, they did it to, like, not only CIA agents, but, like, scientists and stuff.
That is crazy.
Like, there was a professor that worked at the U that had it happen to him because he was a government scientist. My dad had him as his professor.
Does he still work there?
No, he said it was, like, one of the first trial runs of LSD, though, and then it got on the market after that.
I was like, I gotta find that man.
Yeah,
I'll interview him.
He just said within like a few weeks the guy was just like insane and then quit his job.
Crazy.
It's kind of sexy.
Crazy. So then there are other experiments in Project Artichoke made subjects tell military secrets without having any memory of even being interrogated. And they also research diseases uses incapacitating agents to control the weaker parts of society. And the hypnosis was used to create assassins.
Damn.
And then this led to MKUltra, which Conway is going to talk about.
Ooh. Okay, wait. So they were using the LSD to control people.
They were using it to, like, alter their mind to see if they could control
people. Yeah.
Were they able to control, like...
No, so they just ended up being, like, super freaky, didn't they? Like, super unpredictable.
Didn't it just say that they could get people to be interrogated and give out secrets without remembering being interrogated?
Yeah, I just spilled some cold water into my lap.
So that worked.
I'm on LSD.
We've been tripping this entire time.
There's no words on this really.
She's looking at a blank screen.
We're not even here.
Winnie's by herself right now.
She's just in an alley.
She's voicing all of us. Oh my god. Yeah. All right, Conway.
All right, so my topic is MKUltra, and my notes are kind of all over the place because I had like an hour to prepare and I was freaking out.
Okay.
There's all sorts of arrows.
Oh, shit.
So forgive me if this is just a nightmare. All right, so MKUltra was a CIA mind control program. It was active from 1953 till 1973. And so the goal was to create the ultimate interrogation technique to use on Soviet spies. So they began to create mind control drugs to use against the Soviet bloc, once rumors started that during the Korean War that the Soviets were doing the same thing to US POWs.
Oh, damn.
So they heard the Soviets were on it, so like everything in the Cold War were like,
we gotta be better.
Was that just a rumor, or were the Soviets actually doing?
They never found any proof that they weren't, but I mean...
A lot of Soviet stuff got like destroyed.
Should have just gone with the humanity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, so they needed test subjects, and so they used US and Canadian citizens as test subjects. And so one of the officers said they used people who could not fight back, was a quote from an officer.
Oh my god.
So they used mental patients, prisoners, drug addicts, and sex workers as their targets.
Meanwhile, the USSR is using POWs of the enemies, which makes a bit more sense to me.
Yeah, so...
We used our own people.
Yeah.
That's shitey.
Yeah, so they would find people that wouldn't be missed, or if they were came out and said, the government did mind control experiments on me.
Yeah.
Are you going to believe a guy that came out of a mental institution?
Yeah, that's true. Jesus.
But so they worked undercover and they used institutions all throughout the U.S. They used colleges and mental institutions to hide their activities, working on students and professors.
Damn.
And then also patients. So they had a special interest in controlling foreign leaders with these techniques. And they had several schemes directed just at controlling Fidel Castro.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
You can't control Fidel.
Exactly. They couldn't. I'm just kidding. I didn't have a follow-up. But, so, some believe that the ultimate goal was to create a Manchurian Candidate-style subject, which is, like, the Manchurian Candidate was a book about, like, a sleeper agent, like, that didn't know he was a sleeper agent, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
What's a sleeper agent?
So, like, if you don't know that you're, like, a spy, and then I say, like...
Cucumber,
and then you murder Peyton.
Yeah, yeah. So
and you don't remember doing it.
Yeah. He'll say cucumber, and then all of a sudden you're like in the zone as a special agent to fucking kill someone.
What is it? A Family Guy. Have you guys seen that one? It's like one of the older seasons, so it's still decent, but it's like their phrase is something that you would never say in normal conversation. Oh, it's gee, that Italian family at that table over there sure is quiet and well-mannered.
Oh, people. No, my God.
I haven't seen that one. But, So others say that this was just something to draw away from the ultimate goal, which is the perfect method of enhanced interrogation.
Ooh.
Which is just interrogating under...
Enhanced interrogation.
Like drugs. Being
tried to yeah.
Interrogation, but...
No, that includes waterboarding. According to Dick Cheney, that's just called enhanced interrogation.
Oh, that's true.
He most said hands that. On. Yeah, in the... Who is America? He's like, you know, the most hands-on we get with the interrogation, with our enhanced interrogation, is going to be waterboarding.
I can't believe he signed that bottle.
It's
that
so waterboarding good.
Kit. That's so bad. Dick.
But, okay. So, in a later committee that was investigating it, the church committee described MKUltra's use of drugs by saying, drugs were used primarily as an aid to interrogation, but MKUltra materials were also used for harassment, discrediting, and disabling purposes. So they wanted to create enhanced interrogation techniques, but they're also using them to harass foreign diplomats and leaders of state. Just anything that could get the U.S. ahead.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, yeah, whack.
Whack.
But so experiments on U.S. citizens mainly involved LSD-25, which is just LSD.
Yeah.
And then... So they used it for its hallucinogenic properties and to alter subjects' thoughts and feelings. So, because they thought, since it alters people's minds so much, they could use it to make them forget stuff or say secrets, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, let's see. It was headed by all this guy named Sidney Gottlieb, who was a chemist and spy master for the CIA. And so his whole thing was he was in charge of this, but he really wanted to see if LSD could affect ranking officials during meetings and speeches.
Okay, that's kind of sexy.
So, like, if you give it to Stalin during a public address, what is he going to say next?
Yeah.
But so, to test this, they gave it to CIA employees who would be drugged without warning during the workday to see what they would do.
Oh, my God.
So they started by just giving two guys LSD and putting them in a room and writing down what the other person was doing.
Yeah.
But they said they needed to see what someone would actually do, so they just drug employees throughout the day.
Oh, my God.
So, in D.C., one reaction an operative had was he drank his morning coffee, then ran through D.C. being psychotic, seeing monsters in every car that was passing him.
Holy shit. Jeez,
that would be so scary.
That would be scary.
And then an army chemist who was drugged, who had a history of depression, leapt from the top story of the CIA headquarters. So, oh that was God. The only recorded
death. Is that the Wormwood guy?
Yes.
Thanks, y'all.
About it on Netflix.
So that's the
Really?
Wormwood.
That's the only recorded death that they can prove was involved with MKUltra.
Holy shit.
So me and Conway didn't even collab, but I also have one more thing about a subproject of MKUltra.
Oh, shit.
It's called MKUltra Subproject 68, and it's also called Beneficial Brainwashing.
Oh.
So they used a scientist named Donald Ewen Cameron. He worked for the CIA and was paid, like, $60,000 to work for them for, like, a couple months. And his goal was to cure schizophrenia. So he used LSD, paralytic drugs, and electroconvulsive therapy on subjects to try and cure them. And mm-hmm. he did this by a method called psychic driving, where he would put subjects who were usually didn't even have schizophrenia, they were... usually have, like, milder things like anxiety or, like, postnatal depression.
Yeah.
So it's like he wasn't even curing what he wanted to cure. Yeah. And he would put them into a drug-induced coma for months at a time and play loops of noise or simple statements over and over again.
Oh, my God. While they're in a coma. That is crazy.
The numbers, Mason.
Yeah.
And then, holy shit. So after the experiments, many subjects experienced incontinence, which is not being, like, pee leakage.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. I didn't know.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys would know.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
They also experienced amnesia, forgetting how to talk, forgetting who their parents, and thinking interrogators were their parents. After
who's your daddy? This.
So it didn't really cure anything.
Who's your daddy?
And there are a lot of books written on it. It's like a freaky, like unethical psychological experiment.
God, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, man.
I kind of wish that was me, though.
So what's the theme? What's the theme of this episode?
Experiments.
The government.
Kind of like unethical experiments, probably.
Just the government doing shit they shouldn't.
Yeah.
You fucking chimpanzees unethical.
My person should be too. Oh,
God. Then I'm moving to Florida.
Yeah, it's not unethical there.
Nothing's unethical there.
Okay. So,
oh yeah,
they did more experiments.
Oh,
on
you
people.
Weren't done?
No, I got more.
I thought you were done. Yeah,
I know. I got a little bit. You turned it over to the other page. No,
I have backup.
I just got a little bit more.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's good. So, the longest they ever experimented on someone was they gave a mental patient in Kentucky LSD for 174 days straight.
No 40. Way.
So for 174 days, he was tripping some serious balls.
He must have been just like fried by the end of it. There's no way his like brain capacity.
So they didn't have a lot of the records for what happened to these patients because of how they purged the records afterwards. But another big one they had was they called Operation Midnight Climax.
Oh, I heard about that one.
They set up brothels in San Francisco to obtain men who would be too embarrassed to talk about what happened.
Oh my God.
So they were given LSD and observed through a one-way mirror to see what would happen. But they didn't really explain. I tried to look into what they actually did to them. They didn't really say what they did to them once they were on LSD.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
But so in 73, they started to, that was Watergate. And so the CIA director got scared that they were going to be looking into the government more. So most of the records were destroyed by order of CIA director Richard Helms. Because he wanted to make it more difficult for investigators to find, but they do suspect there's over 150 different sub-projects involved.
Wow.
Jeez.
And so the church committee was formed in 75 to investigate MKUltra after info started to come out. There was little to go on and not a lot was revealed. And then in 77, a Senate hearing looked into it, and it was revealed that 20,000 pages had survived the 73 destruction, and they had been incorrectly stored. But they mostly contained finance info and didn't contain a lot of project information.
Yes.
But it shed a little bit more light.
Damn.
But so, not a lot came out of the investigation, except there was an executive order on intelligence activities, which prohibited drug experimentation on humans without written consent, which seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
Seems weird that was just then.
Yeah, just then. And then no one was ever arrested. And then the head scientist, Dr. Gottlieb, at his retirement, he said the entire project was being useless. And the CIA now says that all projects have been abandoned, but an investigative journalist named Elizabeth Nixon, whose mother was a subject, claims that they continue today.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Damn
is right.
Dang, that's crazy. What if they really are still going? Like, every person that's taking LSD just for fun is part of the experiment.
Yeah. There's, like, data.
Is LSD the same as acid?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Like, let's try them both.
I'm pretty sure LSD is a psychedelic, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Unless we're still talking about MKUltra, I had another government conspiracy that's going on to this very day.
That's what I like to hear. Wait, I have one more thing to say about MKUltra. What if, you know how like a bunch of sex workers went missing? Like,
what if Jack the Ripper?
Older.
Yeah.
And it was like during the same time. What if
they
didn't actually like get murdered?
They just got
it very well could have been.
MKUltra.
Yeah.
MKUltra'd.
Okay.
It's a verb.
They got MKUltra'd.
Jack the Ripper started MKUltra by killing and stealing all those sex workers. And then Ted Bundy was the final nail in the coffin, per se.
Wow.
He started murdering people because of LSD.
Yes.
Porn.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
They told him it was because porn.
No, like,
they controlled his mind.
Yeah.
Don't say it was the CIA.
Say it was porn. That's funny.
Am I good to go on to this other subject?
Yeah.
So mine is on what's called the Havana Syndrome. Have you heard of this?
Havana.
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I've actually ever heard
of it. Does it involve Camila Cabello?
Please, can I say yes? Yeah. Yeah, please say yes.
Please.
So I'm reading just from the Wikipedia article to kind of get a refresher on what it is, but this is the description. Havana Syndrome is the name popularized by the media in 2018 for purported acoustic attacks on United States and Canadian embassy staff, first reported in Cuba and then eventually in China. Beginning in August 2017, reports surfaced that American and Canadian diplomatic personnel in Cuba had suffered a variety of health problems dating back to late 2016, and accusations were made that these were a result of attacks using unspecified technology, possibly acoustic in nature. This got so far to where people were, like, going completely brain dead, they lost function, they were going paralyzed.
Wow.
But it started with, like, it has all these same characteristics of, like, a sonic weapon like they would use on, like, Somali pirates and stuff. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a sound cannon almost that makes people really sick when it gets them. Like, makes you nauseous and vomit so you can't climb on board.
That's crazy.
And they think it was some sort of secret Cuban technology is what's the U.S. government was originally saying, and that they were coming after the Cubans. The Cuban government was at first exonerated by the U.S., but then in a reversal, Cuba was accused of perpetrating these attacks, causing these symptoms. It even got so far as to President Trump declared in October 2017 that he believed Cuba was responsible for the attacks, but obviously didn't offer evidence.
Wait, did he say that, or did he tweet it?
He said it in an interview. Someone asked him, and he said, there's an official... he said, I do believe Cuba's responsible. Yeah, I do believe that.
He probably had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
Well, he's they
like,
actually...
He just heard Cuba. He's like, yeah.
They, both Canada and America pulled out any and all diplomatic people who had families or who were non-essential staff. So there's only like three or four people remaining in each place right now because of it. But yeah, like people... affected individuals describe symptoms such as hearing loss, memory loss, nausea, and then they would do MRIs and stuff, and it would show damage to the spinal cord and to the brain. It's pretty crazy, but then, yeah, same symptoms started happening in China, just at embassies, though. It, like, wasn't happening anywhere else, and it was only happening to diplomats.
So you're saying it's only happening in communist countries?
I'm saying it's only happening in communist countries. I'm saying the Americans are just getting sick and tired of those damn communists.
We figured it out.
What the explanation is that the Cuban government and a lot of scientists say is crickets. It makes an exact same noise that a lot of these diplomats were complaining about. It's called a Jamaican field cricket, and apparently it makes a pretty different noise from ones in North America, and that it can sometimes make people sick. But there's never been any reported cases of, like, brain damage or memory loss or anything from it, but people have gotten nauseous and stuff like that just from hearing so much of it.
Damn.
But crickets?
But you're saying
that's wild.
They're communist crickets, right?
Yeah.
That is true. Crickets of the commune.
They're not capitalists.
They're called pink crickets.
They're not capitalist crickets.
They probably don't even use the American dollar.
Oh my god, I hate them.
They have bitcoins.
What do Cubans use as a currency?
I have no idea. I've not been to Cuba.
Did we find out if LSD and acid are the same
thing? Oh yeah, did you look it up?
I'm pretty damn sure they are.
I'm pretty sure they are too.
Oh, it's a Cuban peso.
We should do that.
Have a Cuban convertible peso, too, in case you don't want
to. Half of us will do LSD and half of us will do acid.
Yeah. And then we'll compare them.
They're different.
Oh.
No, it can't be.
LSD versus acid. LSD refers to the compound lysergic acid. It's the same thing.
Slang name.
Acid is street/slang name.
Okay.
Sounds really good. Acid usually is generally something I want to put in my body.
Yeah, sounds real. Sounds like
between hydrochloric and battery acid, I can just never decide what to consume. Yeah.
My freaking the FBI agent that's freaking checking in on me is about to see the search history and be like shook.
Area 51, human disease. He's just gonna start seeing people climbing the fence really fast.
Yeah.
No, they figured it out.
Freaking the SWAT team bust down the door. I'm like,
I feel like we should talk about that. It's like the biggest meme in the world and the biggest meme in a long time right now.
FBI agent's watching.
No, the Area 51.
We should do an episode on Area 51, because I know about zero things about it.
Yeah, me too.
I know a decent amount.
Yeah, is it interesting stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's just kind of stuff that's so popular, I think. Once you heard it, you'd be like, oh, I know that.
Yeah. Okay, well, are you guys going to the raid?
Yes!
Yeah, Chris.
I'm just not RSVPing.
I'm going to Groom Lake.
I don't use Facebook, really.
I think what could happen that could be really cool coming from all this is that people will show up and they'll make some sort of festival out of this that'll happen every year.
Oh, I hope so.
That it'll start off as just a little event and then get bigger and bigger and bigger, just like Woodstock did.
They have like 500,000 people saying that they're going. How many do you think are actually going to go?
40.
Minimum of 12.
40 people.
Five Soviet women that volunteered to be pregnant by
five. Five.
You don't think it's
at least five?
No, just think five humanzees.
That's where they're keeping the humanzees. Area.
We gotta go for research purposes.
Alien manzees.
Wait, is that
humans alien?
Now, honestly, it just sounds like a last name to me.
Dan Bilzerian.
Dan Humanzee.
They're keeping Dan Bilzerian in the cage. That's
my this
is him. Like,
he really is a Humanzee.
He is. I was gonna say he looks like a Humanzee.
That's why he's like 5'6".
Oh, ooh. Damn!
Got him. We should go.
I thought a couple hundred people would show
realistically,
up.
Realistically, though, I'm probably a couple hundred. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
But realistically, the task of actually getting out there would be so difficult.
Oh,
it's out
really?
In the middle of. It's not like it's like right next to Las Vegas. It's out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I'm digging my way in.
Yeah, we're going to dig.
Starting today, get your plastic spoons ready.
A spoon? We'll get a poster. We'll just put it up. Just slowly dig at it.
I'm just going to have Aubrey take my cardboard cut out of me to all my classes.
There you go.
Let's just hot air balloon in.
They'll never see it.
They'll never see it coming.
They're not known for their Air Force.
No. That Air Force base would never notice.
They'd be like, it's a UFO. Bring him in. And we'd be like, yo.
like, we're a what?
They'd be like, I'm here to mate with females.
Yeah. Do you have any chimpanzees here? Asking for a friend.
We're all like, we're here to see some alien titties. And Conway's like,
I'll clap some alien ass cheeks.
Yeah, Conway's like, y'all got any of them chimpanzees, though?
You got some chimps, male or female. I'll just...
I'm gonna walk in with an alien head and just be all ail them out. They'll let me in.
Oh yeah,
I really hope some sort of like festival spawns out of it. I think that'd be really fun.
It's all a joke until the Air Force.
It's all
decides it's not a joke anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Sends in tear gas.
I don't think that's what they'd send.
I think it'd be a little bit bigger.
Bomb?
Oh shit.
Well, I mean, are planes rigged to shoot tear gas? I don't think anything a plane would shoot would be small enough to, like, land next to someone and not kill them.
I saw this. I don't think it's real, but some guy's like, you guys joking about Area 51. They got us going to a machine gun range. This ain't no joke.
I mean, did you see what the head of the Air Force, that woman, said?
No.
She was like, we strongly suggest that you don't come anywhere near Area 51. We're ready to do whatever it takes to defend our assets and the American people.
No way.
We are the American people, and those are our assets, heavy on the ass.
We need to know... where what that ass is and how that ass feels. Let us inside Area 51.
Government, write into us. DM us. Tell us what's in there. Yeah. And then we won't come.
Yeah, exactly. We won't tell nobody.
Just send us a tape.
Just these people.
Hillary
podcast,
Clinton.
We're not going to tell anyone.
It's between me and you, Donnie.
Hillary. Yeah. I know Hillary Clinton knows. That's what was in those emails.
I'm with her.
I feel like
it.
If there
Email
was
me.
Aliens, Trump would have tweeted about it.
No, bro, he's smart.
They probably just didn't tell Trump because they know.
Like, yeah, honestly.
Like,
I feel like they know aliens don't exist. They've 100% proven it. And they're like, yo, Donald, bro, we got aliens and shit out in Nevada, bro. You got to come out here.
Yo.
And he's like, oh, my God, really?
Oh, my God.
Do they have unobtainium?
Is Wakanda in there? Wakanda.
Oh, to think that man, like, if you're the president, you have to know. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they have to tell you if aliens are real or not.
That's, like, the only reason I want to be president. Like,
yeah, just all the dirty
office,
secrets.
Are there
I want to know who killed JFK.
Wouldn't it be so disappointing if you came in and you're like, are there aliens? And they're like, look, we're going to be real with you. No.
Yeah.
They're like, Roswell really was just an experimental balloon.
I've been to the museum there. There's no way it's not real.
Museums can't lie.
That's
exactly.
You're not wrong. One time the museum's lied.
You think the president?
Oh my God. You're going to have to bleep that out.
What did you say?
You're going to have to bleep that out. So
I didn't even hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
Maybe I'm talking over it.
Peyton heard it. That's all that matters.
Was it vulgar?
Extremely.
Did he say a word he wasn't supposed to?
He said a set of words he wasn't supposed to.
I can't believe I missed it.
Chris was being the good friend and being the only one listening
to me.
I
was so engaged too. What'd you ask?
I don't remember what I was saying.
Yeah, I.
I was asking if you think the president really doesn't know what's in there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know.
I feel
like
they don't have to tell him.
There's probably
didn't
people
know about
higher.
MK Ultra.
Yeah, there's probably like things higher
I feel
up.
Like you probably do. Like I feel like if you wanted to know,
there's some higher up people than the president.
Well,
it's been
been 57 minutes.
That's when you're supposed to say well, Chris.
Well, oh, well.
No. Well, do you want me to talk about one more thing or no?
It's up to you.
Should we shoot the shit some more?
It's up to you.
This is very professional. Okay, well, wait, if you want to cover your last subject really quick, go ahead.
No, I mean, I just forgot that I was going to research it. Didn't research it, but I know a little bit about it.
Yeah,
but
we can wait.
Yeah, we can wait.
I don't need to talk about it. Okay. But, Avril Lavigne, if you're listening, DM me on my real account.
Or R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, if
you... Speak your truth on our podcast.
R. Kelly, come speak your truth. I will not be at this episode. I will remote in because I'm a little scared of you.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be no females on premises just for safety reasons.
I think you might be too old for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're 21. You're 5 years too old for her.
But I look 19.
So that makes you 4 years too old.
I think you're still too old.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, well,
Wait. Conway, anything else you want to say before...
Oh, wait, do you want to plug anything while you're here?
Yes, is there anything else you would like to get off your chest, get to the masses, the following of people we have?
I don't really got anything going on in my life.
No. You're here.
Yeah. Plug your Tinder.
Oh, I got a Tinder.
He has Tinder Gold.
You're out there.
He has Tinder Gold.
I got it just to see what it was like. Not worth it. Yep.
How's it been going? Former Tinderella never had Tinder Gold.
If you're thinking about joining the army, don't do it.
It's just gonna come out
that
like
was
we're not
team
even.
Team busted away.
Yeah.
They come in. They drag me back to El Paso.
We're gonna post this, and then while we're listening, it's like someone else's voice is gonna be like,
"Do it."
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say.
Song starts playing.
Yeah. It's like Conway's voice, but we're like, "What the fuck?" Like,
it just cuts out the donut. It's like, "Do it."
Yeah. Oh man.
Do it. Well.
Think.
Good night, Boston.
Good night, Nashville.
Good night, Salem.
Good night, El Paso.